There is a place like no place on earth. Some say to survive it, you need to be as mad as a hatter, which luckily I am.
Gain a tag. Hey, extra, extra, read all about it. What are your personal headlines? Examine your headlines. Welcome to Gynetai, episode 180. Hey, welcome to Gynetai, episode number 180. Extra, extra, read all about it. Examine your headlines. Maybe you're a busy person, maybe you're a mad hatter, or a studious one, or maybe you're a jack, a carnut, or a shopping fiend. Headlines aren't always bad, often they're wonderful. Examine your headlines, not to be critical, but to just know that they're there. And that's the topic of today's Gynetai Schools in Session. Later on in today's Gynetai podcast, I have five amazing tracks, and yes, I saw Alice in Wonderland in 3D. Oh, it was amazing.
You're terribly late, you know, naughty.
And Johnny Depp, one of my favorite actors, did an amazing job as a Mad Hatter.
I love a warm pig belly for my aching feet.
So I highly recommend you go see Johnny Depp and Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter. It was a really good flick, except for Johnny Depp's weird little tap dance with his head spinning around at the end of it. That was weird, but, you know, he was happy and he was mad. He was a Mad Hatter. All right, so this is Gynetai. I have five amazing tracks that I really, really enjoy. This is We the Kings. We the Kings is, they're American power pop band out of Florida, Bradenton, Florida, to be specific. I saw them at Comerica Park this past summer on the Warped Tour. And they are going to be on the Warped Tour again, and they're going to tour with You, Me at Six, Forever the Sickest Kids, and Mayday Parade. So that's part of the reason why I'm playing them, because I really dig Mayday Parade, and I like We the Kings. This is Headlines. You know, so in today's Gynetai podcast, I'm going to talk about examining your headlines in schools in session. And this track by We the Kings is called Headlines Ring Out. Hope you dig it.
The kind that will lie between the lines of love and faking it all for these heads.
large head you have. I should very much like to have it. I used to have the White Queen, you know. Poor dear, her head is so small.
It's tiny. It's a pimple of a head.
Alice!
Zee. You're absolutely Alice. I'd know you anywhere.
And I'd know Quiet Drive anywhere. This is a pop punk band from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I picked them because they played the headline track for the NHL. Go Red Wings! Go Quiet Drive! Go Jessica! Was Quiet Drive with a track called Jessica, and I like that band a lot. You know, Quiet Drive, they were picked up by Epic Records, and then they were dropped by Epic Records, and since then they're independent. They've, you know, that's the way the band is. They're hard rockers. They're true to their form, and for a while there, you could see them on NHL. They were always like for the All-Star Game and a lot. You know, even the Olympics, they had the spotlight track "Fall from the Ceiling." But I like Quiet Drive a lot. I like a lot of them. Actually, one of my favorites is their acoustics, Cyndi Lauper, a track called Time After Time. Really a beautiful one. It's actually one of my favorite, my wife's favorite tracks. So, Quiet Drive, I like you guys a lot. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. This is the part of the show where I play five snippets of movies, and your job is to figure out what movie it's from. Man, I should have put together like a little Clicker Challenge on Alice in Wonderland to tell me which character is whose, but maybe next week. So this is the Clicker Challenge. At the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, I'll play it again and give you the answer. So no betting or gambling. Just have fun with it. It's the Clicker Challenge. I dig it.
Number one.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Feel sorry for Wonka. It's going to cost him a fortune in fudge.
Number two.
Oh, and look. Look at that. It's my grandmother's silver cheese platter. She used it to serve nachos.
Well, nachos have cheese in them.
Number three.
$2 million.
That's a lot of cheese.
Number four.
Ancestors protect me.
May they protect you.
Number five.
You want a piece of me? You want a piece?
No! I want two.
All right, here we are with Cage 9. That was a clicker challenge, but now I'm with Further From the Truth by Cage 9. This is a metal band, heavy metal band. They speak Spanish, and they're from California, way down in San Diego. El Motivo is the album. But Cage 9, nine is no, you cannot cage them. It's not, you know, it's even though C-A-G-E 9, this is Cage 9, Further From the Truth. And they've been featured on American Pie soundtrack. They're an independent band, and they keep kicking out these really intense albums. They're real, they're raw, but they're like any other band that out there that is picked up by a major record label, but they do it independent. This is Cage 9, and I dig them. This is Further From the Truth. Hope you dig it.
But no one's listening anymore, and I can't take it. In the service of a few, I laugh my way out, and I've never felt so new. How about you now? Nothing's further from the truth. Feelings came in, slipping further from my ear.
So that was Cage 9 with a track called Further From the Truth. And you guys can go to the Mothership website, GuyInATie.com, for all the tracks listed on today's Guy in a Tie podcast. And there's little links, and you guys can go to the band and send an email to Cage 9 and say, you know, we like Guy in a Tie, but we love your track. Thanks a lot for letting Guy in a Tie play your music. And we're going to go buy it. And you guys should go buy the independent music. I did. I like that track a lot. And I also bought the next one after School's in Session. It's going to be Every Avenue, and I bought all three of their CDs, and they're a Michigan local band, independent band. All right. Well, it's now time for School's in Session. You know, it's just like newspapers have headline stories to grab your attention, so do our personal lives. Examine your headlines. School's in Session. Just as a newspaper always has a series of headline stories designed to grab your attention, so do the rest of us in our personal lives. Our personal headlines are the stories that we highlight in our minds and share with others. They are the stories and personality traits we tend to emphasize and focus on, the ones we give the most attention to. Sometimes our headlines are reoccurring, other times they are somewhat isolated. The reason it's so important to examine our headlines is that often we don't even realize what they are. Our headlines become so automatic that we don't even see them, yet even though we don't see them, they affect our lives in significant ways. Many times we examine ourselves as a certain type of person without even knowing it. That's important to realize because maybe we don't want to redefine ourselves that way or define ourselves that way. I'll give you a personal example. Years ago, I got into the habit of being too busy. I would schedule too many things and then complain that I never had any time. I would remind myself over and over again how extremely busy I was. When people would ask me how I was, I'd usually slip into a conversation that I was really busy. Without knowing it, my busyness had become my personal headline, my own little harmless drama. People would think of me as busy and would try to accommodate me by not taking too much of my time. At some point, as an experiment, I decided to examine my headlines and discover that busyness was my lead story. All of a sudden, I realized how silly it was. I was defining myself as busy. It seemed to me that my life was bigger than that, and I didn't want to limit myself by that narrow definition, busyness. The simple act of recognizing that I had done enabled me to back off. I learned to dismiss my thoughts of being too busy. I cut back my schedule a little bit and tried hard not to overemphasize my busyness to others. As a result, I felt calmer and less pressured. It seemed as if I had more time. I wasn't in such a constant hurry. The people in my life noticed the change right away. They would say things like, "You seem more peaceful," and ask, "What's different?" It was easy to make a slight change. It all started by examining my headlines. I've talked to teens who found this exercise to be eye-opening and helpful. Some recognized that being overly dramatic had become their predominant headlines. Others realized that when talking to others, they were virtually always bothered by something. Still others said that they were usually mad at someone. One young woman said that she had learned to define herself as a troublemaker. In these examples, and so many others, you can see that being aware of your own tendencies and of the way you define yourself can be very useful. In fact, you want to make a change. While it's important to examine your headlines, it's also important to know what headlines aren't necessarily bad. Often, they are wonderful. The idea isn't to be self-critical, but self-observant. Check in with yourself, and you might decide to make a change, or you might not. It's up to you. But at least you'll have the information at your fingertips. I found that knowing what you're working with is usually an advantage. Hey, teacher! Doing the Guy in a Tie thing. So I love the Guy in a Tie podcast. I just love doing the Guy in a Tie thing, which is the School's in Session. That little two-minute chit-chat, talking and helping out my students. Man, my students, you guys, read your headlines. And I've realized my last Guy in a Tie podcast, I'm so busy. Here I am this week getting rid of that. I'm not busy. Yes, I'm busy, but it is not going to be my headline. My headline is going to be that I am in love with my wife and I'm a happy man. So I don't want to wig you out, but that's the truth. I'm happy. That's my life. That's my headline. And this is now Every Avenue, a Michigan band. So take your right hand, you know, face the palm toward you, and there's the thumb. And you have your pinky way over in the left, your thumb on the right, and touch the top of your thumb. That is where this next band is from. David, Joshua, Jimmy, Matt, and Dennis. The lead guitarist is David Ryan. But Every Avenue off Fearless Records. Their tracks are their CDs are and Picture Perfect. Picture Perfect. I love this new CD. It just came out in December, and it got as far as Billboard's 136, Picture Perfect. Here we are, Every Avenue, a Michigan band on Guy in a Tie. Hope you dig it.
Picture perfect, that's what it seems. They've got this whole thing figured out, but not me. We'll leave this place behind. Doesn't that feel right? Picture perfect, it's picture perfect. Through the fire, through the smoke and the flames, in my reflection, in the window, mashing hands and I'm red. Everyone's screaming, you're never gonna get there. Waking up shaking feels much better. And everyone's saying, shape up and get love. If nothing goes wrong, then how will it feel right? Picture perfect doesn't mean much to me. Is it true what they're saying? I gotta settle down in place just like the rest. Living the dream, is this what it feels like? Picture perfect, it's picture perfect. The days are fading.
Love that band. That's Every Avenue, a Michigan band on Guy in a Tie. Go to guyinatie.com and there's a link to Fearless Records, an amazing record label that allows me to play these independent tracks, these independent artists, and a Michigan band. I saw them on the Warped Tour. I've seen Every Avenue twice, and I totally like that band. They really kill it on the stage. They're fun, they're wild, but they're in tune, and it sounds just like the CD. They're not a crappy band. They are a really, really good band. Picture perfect. Can't go wrong with Every Avenue. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Feel sorry for Wonka. It's gonna cost him a fortune in fudge.
Number two.
Oh, and look. Look at that. It's my grandmother's silver cheese plaque. She used it to serve nachos.
Well, nachos have cheese in them.
Number three.
$2 million!
That's a lot of cheese.
Number four.
Ancestors protect me.
May they protect you.
Number five.
You want a piece of me?
No! I want the truth!
And here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Number 1, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Feel sorry for Wonka. It's gonna cost him a fortune in fudge.
Number 2, You, Me, and Dupree.
Oh, and look. Look at that. It's my grandmother's silver cheese platter. She used it to serve nachos.
Well, nachos have cheese in them.
Number 3, Love Guru.
$2 million!
That's a lot of cheese.
Number 4, Hot Rod.
Ancestors protect me.
May they protect you.
Number 5, Transformers.
You want a piece of me? You want a piece?
No! I want two!
All right, so here we are at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, episode number 180. Examine your headlines in Love Automatic. I don't know if they're going to examine their headlines, but this is a rock, a house band, electronic band. They're, you know, they're dance, without a doubt. This is a rock pop house band out of Middlesex, New Jersey, and they say that they're different. Well, I'll see if they're different. But I picked them on Guy in a Tie. I think they're a little bit different. I really enjoy them. And they're free. They're new, they're independent, and they are a five-piece band. I hope you dig them. This is Love Electronic. Give them a chance. Wait, Love Automatic. They're electronic. Give them a chance. I am.
Full lips, nice eyes, everything's the right size. Girl, my eyes are glued to you. Can't stop myself from moving when the beat drops. Ooh, ooh.
So hey, I love Guy in a Tie podcasts. You know, it's hard for me to do these Guy in a Tie podcasts, mostly because this last try was really busy. I had 3 science classes, and honestly, my time is all about writing quizzes and writing tests and writing labs and making sure I'm prepared, and then doing the Guy in a Tie thing at home, which is basically taking care of my family. So, you know, a lot of times I just have to put off this until I can get to it, but I'll get a fine flow for this and eventually figure it out. You know, a balance for this, but this is Guy in a Tie, and I love doing the Guy in a Tie podcast because of school's in session. You know, this is the time where I get to do 2 little minutes to examine your headlines. You know, maybe you're a busy person or a studious one, or maybe you're a jock or a Mad Hatter, a shopping fiend. Headlines aren't always bad. Often they're wonderful. Examine your own headlines, not to be critical of yourself, but to know what they are. Maybe you'll want to make changes and maybe not. You'll surprise yourself. So extra, extra, read all about it. What are your personal headlines? My headlines are happy. And a lot of times when I say I'm happy, that's my headline. And guess what? My day's happy. What's your headline? This is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.